The following is a Saturday feast lecture on Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 13, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 16th, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, are you ready for more nectar? We're going to go deeper and deeper into the nectar. It becomes like sweet rice. Thicker and sweeter, sweet rice. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Mahatmanastu mam partha.
Mahatmanastu mam partha.
Daivim prakritam ashrita.
Daivim prakritam ashrita.
Bhajanyananya manaso.
Bhajanyananya manaso.
Gyatva bhutadim avyayam.
Gyatva bhutadim avyayam.
Mahatmanastu mam partha. Daivim prakritam ashrita.
Daivim prakritam ashrita.
Bhajanyananya manaso.
Bhajanyananya manaso.
Gyatva bhutadim avyayam.
Gyatva bhutadim avyayam.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Purport. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So, when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. Bandeham. Shri Guru Shri Jada Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha So this is the place to be. Mahatma. There are two types of living beings. Duratma and Mahatma. The Duratma is cripple-minded soul. He is selfish. He thinks he is the center. Whatever pleases him is good, whatever doesn't please him is bad. That is the Duratma philosophy. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have the Mahatma. He is not self-centered. He is God-centered. His philosophy is whatever pleases God, that is good. And if something does not please God, that is bad. So, the Duratma, he is obliged to suffer temporality, ignorance and misery. Birth after birth after birth. And the Mahatma, he is blessed with eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. When he gives up or she gives up the present material body, the Mahatma attains an eternal spiritual form, which is full of bliss and full of knowledge. So we can see by comparative analysis, the Mahatma gets a much better deal. So the question is then, why is it that 99.9999% of the world population have chosen the path of Duratma? You could say, well, they don't know any better. And that's true. But we have seen that even people we explain it to, who know, who've been told, they still want to follow Duratma. Duratma Marg. Why? Why they want to follow Dharatma Marg instead of Mahatma Marg? I will tell you. It is a matter of Shreya and Preya. Preya means that which is instantly enjoyable. And Shreya means that which is ultimately enjoyable. Just like when I was a boy in high school, I was going to high school in a city called Houston, Texas, in the U.S. It is a very hot and muggy city. In fact, this was the first city where they introduced an air-conditioned baseball stadium, totally indoors air-conditioned baseball stadium. Because the humidity is so horrible in the summer, you can hardly stand in. So anyway, in the schools, they did not air condition the schools for the students. And towards the end of the spring semester, around the time of May, it just became unbearably hot and muggy in those classrooms. Especially towards the end of the day, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it became unbelievably horrible. So some of these students, they dropped out of school, you see. They got a job at a gasoline station. And they got a hot rod car, you see. A hot rod car, you know, vroom, 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 you know, hot rod. And they made a point of coming in front of the school between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock every afternoon. And revving up their engines, vroom, 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 up and down, very loud outside the school, you see. They wanted to show us that you all are suffering there in fifth period physics class, but we're out here enjoying our hot rod, you see. Ha ha ha. So they were getting their preya. That instant pleasure, you see. And there were all those students sitting there in fifth period physics class. But 10 years later, where are those students who sat in the class? They're now sitting in some air-conditioned office. They have their college degree and they have a high-paying job, you see. And that stupid hot rodder, he's still working at the gas station, you see. So now do you understand Shreya and Preya? To give up the immediate pleasures in exchange for the ultimate pleasure. That is done by those persons who are intelligent. The less intelligent people do not see the benefit. They don't have long-range vision. They can only see what is immediately beneficial. So they think, let me drop out of school, get a job, and get a hot rod. So this is the reason the majority of people cannot take the Mahatma Marg, or they stay on our Dharatma Marg. Because Dharatma Marg is immediately pleasurable. drink some liquor, smoke some cigarettes, smoke some marijuana, have some sex, watch a movie, eat a hamburger, come back, have some more marijuana, have some more sex, like that, you see. Immediately enjoyable, you see. But they don't realize how, in the long run, they're just condemning themselves to more and more suffering, you see. Those who take to the Mahatma path, you see, Mahatma Marg, they understand it is better not to give in to those temptations. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. Those carnal pleasures of the flesh. It's better not to give in to them, to tolerate them and just let them sit there and shut up. And stay focused on developing the qualities of Mahatma. You see? And those qualities of Mahatma are described in the following verse. Satatang kirtayanto mang yatantascha dridhavrata namashantascha mang bhakcha nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Instead of having a cigarette, chant Hare Krishna. Instead of having sex, offer your obeisances. Instead of eating meat, endeavor to please Krishna. You see. So in this way, the Mahatma Marg begins, you see. When you lay aside the carnal pleasure and you try to do everything for the pleasure of God, as you become more and more practiced in this Mahatma Marg, the cheap thrills of the Dharatma become less and less attractive. And finally, they have no attraction at all. Just like our Haridas Thakur. He was sitting there chanting his japa in this lonely place. His own private bhajan kutir, he was chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And a beautiful young girl came. She said, I want to have sex with you. Please fulfill my desire. But he wasn't the least bit attracted. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Was that artificial? Was he thinking, I'd really like to do it, but it'll break my initiation vows? Was he thinking that way? Yeah. He wasn't attracted at all. He felt sorry for the poor girl. That she's so much caught up on the bodily plane, you see. He could have told her, get out of here, you rascal prostitute. But he was very kind to her. He said, my dear lady, you sit here, and when I finish my japa, I will satisfy your desire. And he chanted all night. she fell sound asleep, and he didn't keep his promise because he had been chanting the whole night. And then he apologized. He says, "My dear lady, I'm so sorry I didn't keep my word, but if you come tonight, I absolutely will keep my word. I promise." So again, he was chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare." All night long, that young girl, again, she fell asleep. Again, the same thing. "Oh, I'm sorry. Twice I've broken my promise. I'm such a rascal. I'm so sorry. But you come tonight, absolutely, I will satisfy your desire." So he's chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare," all night. But now, she's hearing the holy name so many hours. Now she just kind of, she starts chanting it too. She's just been hearing it so long, she just starts chanting it too. Hare, two people are chanting now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And she realizes, oh, this is actually a great saint. He has been so kind. He has blessed me with Shudanam. I was coming to pollute him, and now he has delivered me from my sinful life. And she just started crying, and she fell down at his feet and begged forgiveness, you see. So in this way, the young girl, she became converted into a Vaishnava, you see, because Haridas Thakur, he was very kind. He didn't feel any difficulty to control his senses because he was getting a higher taste. This is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes I forget I have a translator. I think you all know the English. So, Vishaya Vinivartante Nirahara Dehina Asavar Sang Sopyashvya Pradang Jishvanivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment. Though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So all I'm asking is this: lay aside the Dharatma lifestyle. Make this experiment. Just make this experiment for 6 months. Lay aside the activities of the Dharatmas. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. And for 6 months, take up the activities of the Mahatmas, chanting, hearing, taking prasadam, bowing down before the deities, joining in the kirtan. And then compare the difference. How you felt on Dharatma Marg and how you felt on Mahatma Marg. If you will do this with an open mind, I guarantee you, every one of you will choose the Mahatma Marg. Because there is nothing more sublime than this Mahatma Marg. This Mahatma Marg will take you straight to a meeting with the Supreme Lord Himself. The source of all existence. That person by whose desire everything is being manifested at every minute.
тази личност, по чието желание във всеки момент всичко съществува.
Can you imagine how powerful is that person?
Може ли си представите колко могъща е тази личност?
Just by his desire, this city exists, that mountain exists, the whole planet exists.
Само по неговото желание този
The whole universe exists.
Тази планета, тази вселена съществува.
The entire material and spiritual existences exist by his desire only.
Всички Всички материални и духовни светове съществуват по неговото желание.
Just imagine how powerful is that person.
Просто си представете колко е могъща тази личност.
Everything emanates from him.
Всичко се излъчва от него.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds, Krishna says. Everything emanates from me.
Кришна казва, аз съм източникът на всички материални и духовни светове, всичко се излъчва от мен.
Just imagine if you could come face to face with that personality.
Представете си да се срещнете лице в лице с тази личност.
Who's emanating everything from himself at every minute.
Който всеки миг излъчва от себе си цялото съществуване.
What an absolutely incredible experience that would be.
Представете ли си какво невероятно изживяване ще бъде това?
You know, Narada Muni, he got that darshan very, very briefly, and then Krishna took it away, and Narada was just absolutely devastated.
Narada Muni получил това общуване за момент, но тогава Кришна отново се скрил и Narada Muni бил напълно опустошен.
Just imagine that every beautiful thing is emanating from him.
Представете си, всички красиви неща се излъчват от него.
All renunciation exists in him.
Цялото отречение
He has perfect knowledge of everything, past, present, and future.
Той притежава съвършено знание за всички.
Vedaham sarva Vedaham sarvati. What is it? Vedaham sarvati. We're forgetting now. Vedaham. Huh? You say the word. Samatitani vartamanani charjana bhavishchani chabutani mangtu vedak nakashchana. Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know all things that have happened in the past. I know everything that's happening at this very minute. And I know everything that's going to happen in the future.
И знам също така всичко, което ще се случи в бъдеще.
I also know intimately well each and every of the unlimited number of living entities.
Аз също познавам много добре, много близко всички, всяко едно от безкрайните живи същества.
But me, nobody knows.
Но мен никой не ме познава.
It's only a very rare person who actually knows Krishna.
Само много рядко срещана личност може да опознае Кришна.
Only those persons who fully absorb themselves in this Mahatma Marg. They are the only persons who actually know Krishna. And he possesses unlimited wealth, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He owns absolutely everything. And what is the last of the six opulences? So far we have named power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, wealth, and what is the final one? Fame. Yes.
That's right.
There is no one more famous than Krishna. Even in the material world, Krishna is a very famous person. What to speak of in the higher planets? What to speak of in Goloka Vrindavan? You think Beatlemania was something? Of course, you all weren't here during Beatlemania, but Beatlemania was amazing. I remember when I was in high school, Beatlemania hit. Every day on that bus going home from school, I had to hear all the girls talking, you see. Which one do you like the best? Well, I like Ringo the best. I like John. No, George is the best. No, Paul is the best. Those girls were going wild over the Beatles, you see. So I can tell you that Beatle mania is nothing compared to the Krishna mania of Goloka Vrindavan. Especially those gopi girls, they're totally Krishna maniacs. The cowherd boys too. They're always talking about Krishna. They're always thinking about Krishna. Even the cows are always thinking of Krishna. The deer also. The trees, the flowers, the creepers, even the rocks are completely Krishna conscious. Do you know what the rock is thinking? The rock is remembering that wonderful day when Krishna stepped his lotus foot on him. He's meditating and what it felt like when Krishna's lotus foot touched him. And he's waiting. When again will that lotus foot come down and touch me? You see? In this way, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, you see, they are completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. So, do you have to wait to go back to Godhead to become fully Krishna conscious? Or can you enter into Goloka Vrindavan right here in Sofia? I can tell you this. If you will fully embrace this Mahatma Marga, 24/7, you'll be living in Vrindavan at every minute. You won't need to spend money on an airline ticket to go to Vrindavan. Because wherever you set your foot, you'll be walking in Vrindavan. If you fully embrace this Mahatma Marg, then kick out every last trace of that Dharatma Marg. This is available for each and every one of us. Doesn't matter what sort of body you may have, male body, female body, old body, young body, little child, senior citizen, it doesn't matter. This is available for everyone. It's simply a matter of what do you desire. Do you want to remain in the fire of material existence? Or do you want to see Krishna 24/7? Do you want to associate with Krishna at every minute? You can do them. You simply have to become Mahatma. Not this rubber-stamped Mahatma. Like Mahatma Gandhi, you see. No. They also have Mahatma Rice also. Mahatma Rice? Yeah, it's a type of rice, a brand of rice in the U.S. Mahatma Rice. Not that kind of Mahatma. The real Mahatma is described in Bhagavad Gita. This verse is very special to me. Because way back in the 70s, I remember during the month of December, we were going out and distributing books like anything in all hours of the night and the day.
през 1970 година разпространявахме книги.
It was very austere. Our temple president didn't practically not even let us eat and sleep. We just had to distribute books 24 hours a day practically.
Ден и нощ на практика нашият храм президент не ни даваше да ядем и да спим. Трябваше да разпространяваме книги.
It was very heavy.
Беше много, много тежко.
I came back to the temple without my quota. At 10 o'clock at night, he sent me out again. I had to find some person at you know, 11 o'clock at night that I could give a book to. It was a heavy marathon. But we surrendered, even though it was very heavy, we surrendered to going out in all hours of the night in all situations to try to distribute these books of
Prabhupada.
And then after the marathon was over, Prabhupada wrote a letter thanking us for the austerities that we went through. And he quoted this, describing his disciples who had dedicated their lives for this book distribution. He quoted this verse.
Той описа своите ученици, които бяха посветили живота си на книга на разпространението, като ги сравни с този стих.
Because we had sacrificed everything for distributing his books.
Защото ние бяхме пожертвали всичко, за да разпространим неговите книги.
Prabhupada accepted us as Mahatmas.
Затова Прабхупад ни прие като Махатма.
Even though we were the worst Duratmas,
макар че ние бяхме най-лошите
Duratmas, in his loving kindness, he accepted us as Mahatmas. So this is how we can get over our Duratna mentality. By the loving mercy of the spiritual master. That disciple who surrenders unto his instructions. With his blessings. Becomes transformed from Duratma into Mahatma. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Narada Muni.
Също искаме някакви материални неща. И всъщност по безпричинната милост получаваме нещо, защото той първо ни казва, добре, добре, стойте, чуйте една лекция. После казва, айде, мантрувайте два кръга. После елате да измиете съдовете малко. После айде да ходите да разпространите книги и така нататък, като да дойде един момент, в който ни се привлече.
Is this story about Haridas Thakur and the prostitutes is like an allegory of the Kali Yuga, the spiritual master and the disciples in Kali Yuga, because we come to the spiritual master like that prostitutes, like with material desires, we want something in return, but he mercifully engages us.
Yes.
Da.
That's true.
Da, може да се направи такова сравнение.
Yeah. Spiritual Haridas Thakur is also our spiritual master. And the spiritual master, he is a representative of Haridas Thakur. Nama Charja Shira Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Any more questions? Yeah.
Четохме за това, че човек се въздържа вайрагият, обаче вкусът към светлините обекти остава. Става въпрос по какъв начин можем най-ефективно да направим така, защото той е вкус към светлините обекти да бъде избегнат или намален, или така да кажем, във времето по-бързо да дойде този момент да се издигнем до платформата на това, да нямаме този вкус. Смисъл, какво може да се направи за това? Защото той е като жило на гнойна рана. Разбираш ли, какво е? Това е забито в нас жестоко. Ние се въздържаме, така ли наче. Това е практиката. Но този вкус, който лично за мен си говоря, той остава, независимо от усилията, дори мога да кажа искрените усилия, които полагам. Аз чувствам, че този вкус остава. Какво може да се направи? Наистина, освен всичко това, практиката, която е, за да можем да го изтръгнем от себе си, този вкус. Разбира се какво. Окей.
Regarding this verse about that the embodied soul restrains from sense gratification, but the taste remains. And he's asking what we shall do to
get the higher taste?
Not only get the higher, to remove this taste from the sense.
It's very simple. This like I give you, let's say I give you $10,000, you see.
$10,000.
You would feel very nice. Oh, $10,000. I can take a nice vacation. $10,000. I say, okay, now give it back. Oh. I thought Sankarsan Ru was really giving me $10,000 and now he's asking for it back. Oh. But I say, no. I will give you $1,000,000. You give me the $10,000, I give you $1,000,000. Now, will you have a hard time figuring out how you're going to get free from the attachment for the
$10,000?
No way. You'll throw that on the table immediately. Yeah, take it here. Give me the million. So there's no question of, oh, how am I going to lose the attachment for this sex life and this meat eating, this intoxication, gambling? There's no question of them. Once you get a taste of the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of Guru, this other stuff becomes like a joke. If I gave you a bowl of strawberry ice cream and a bowl of stool, would you have a hard time giving up the stool? So it's not really an issue. You just have to get that higher taste, and immediately there's no taste for the stool, you see. The key is you have to get the higher taste. And that comes in Shudanam. That means you have to carefully avoid the 10 offenses while you're chanting. It's very important. If you can avoid those namaparads, you will get the higher taste. You will feel how you will enter into Bhav eventually, where you feel how Krishna is personally manifesting in your heart through the medium of the holy name. Any other questions? Yeah. Premya Manjari.
She got the impression from your lecture that the selfishness, the envy, and the hate we have between each other is the foundation of our fallen condition.
Yes.
And what is the antidote?
What antidote?
Yes.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And after you finish chanting, then you take some prasadam. And then some more chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And then you take some more prasadam.
Okay.
And again chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And when you get tired, you take a nap. And you get up, you take a nice bath in the early morning. And again chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. In this way, chanting, dancing and feasting, you see, all the way on that Mahatma Marg, back to home, back to Godhead. You had a question then?
Бхагавад Гита е една голяма тайна. И аз слушах една лекция върху втора глава, седми стих, в който се описва състоянието на Арджуна, в който той е възможно да разбере Бхагавад Гита. Но се казваше, че в тази лекция, че Хануман също е присъствал на Курукшетра, обаче той не е разбрал Бхагавад Гита. Защо Хануман не е?
It is said that Bhagavad Gita is a great mystery, and he heard a lecture about Bhagavad Gita 2.7, and it is stated that besides Arjuna, Hanuman was also present at the Kurukshetra, but he couldn't understand Bhagavad Gita. Why is it?
I have never heard that he was present. Where did you hear that? Yes, it's not mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, but elsewhere it may be mentioned, yes. So I am not knowing that pastime. I know he was present on the flag of Arjuna, the flag of Hanuman. I know he was present on the flag, you see. Arjuna was flying the flag of Hanuman, you see. So, wherever, he must have been present in that flag also, you see. His image was there, so he must have been personally present in that image. That I can understand. But this other Leela you are mentioning, I have not heard about that yet. It's nothing new to me.
Тази лила, за която ти споменаваш, не съм я чувал все още и за мен това е нещо ново.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Аз във връзка с отговора на Према Манджари един въпрос, като уточнение по-скоро, всичките тия работи вкъщи самички ли си ги правим или ги правим с
кръв?
Ами, първо, не мога да викам.
Ако иска съм слаги така.
Въпросът е всичките тия работи, които каза за Преманджари, че като отговор на въпроса е, при ги правим въпроса ми е дали вкъщи трябва да си ги правим самички с Кришна или трябва да ги правим с бактите, защото мисля, че въпросът беше, че проблема между нас е и в нас, нали? Самички вкъщи. Да.
Regarding your answer to Преманджари's questions, a question, all these things that you enumerated, should we do them alone in our house or we should get together with the devotees? And
whenever is possible, get together. Whenever is not possible, do alone.
Когато е възможно, събирайте се заедно. Когато не е, правете ги сами.
Always stay absorbed in Krishna consciousness, individually and collectively.
Винаги оставайте потопени в Кришна съзнание, индивидуално и колективно.
The more you can be with the devotees, you should be with the devotees.
Колкото повече може да бъдете спрено, да бъдете.
There is kirtan and there is sangha kirtan, sankirtan.
Има kirtan, има и sangha kirtan, или sankirtan.
Sankirtan has more shakti than kirtan.
Sankirtan има повече шакти от kirtan.
Therefore, as much as possible, you should come into the sangha kirtan, sankirtan.
Колкото може по-често трябва да идвате в sankirtan.
But if it is not always practical, then do the kirtan at home. Also, that's also good.
Но ако не е винаги практично, правете този киртан у дома си. Това също е добре.
Somehow or other stay 24 hours absorbed in Krishna consciousness. That is the point.
Полката е, колкото може повече, стоете погълнати в Кришна съзнание 24 часа на ден.
Next question.
Други въпроси.
Докато ние сме пълни с лоши качества, ние се опитваме да следваме процеса, трябва ли специално усилие да полагаме за на тези лоши качества и въпроси да се надяваме на процеса, че
Since we are full with bad qualities and we are trying to follow the process, should we make special efforts to get rid of these bad qualities, or we should rely on the process to
automatically?
Both.
The process itself of chanting will free you of the bad qualities in due course of time. But if you consciously try to give up the bad qualities at the same time as you are chanting, that will make it even faster. Just like someone could say, well, I smoke cigarettes and I also chant Hare Krishna. And I'm not worried about cigarette smoking because I know eventually, someday, if I keep chanting, that I will eventually give up cigarette smoking. But it will take many lifetimes for them to give it up, you see, in that way. But if they will throw their cigarettes away and chant Hare Krishna, then they will make very rapid progress. So, one should chant Hare Krishna and throw away all your bad habits. That is the fast track to pure bhakti. Next question.
Силно желание да служиме на предано дадените, на духовни учител, на Кришна, да станем Кришна осъзнатели. Как да развиваме това силно желание?
How to develop this eagerness to serve Krishna, the devotees, and the spiritual master?
How to develop eagerness to serve Krishna, Guru, and the devotees? Actually, the eagerness is already there within your heart. Now you are not feeling the eagerness because you are covered by tamaguna. But if you will do it anyway, put yourself into the activities of sadhana bhakti, then that will purify you and the natural eagerness will come forward in your heart and drive the tamaguna away. So even if you don't feel the eagerness, act as if you were eager. And then the natural eagerness will become manifest. I have many times given the example in this connection. My godbrother Gargamuni Prabhu, he was one of the original devotees of ISKCON at 26 Second Avenue. He felt no eagerness for offering obeisances to Prabhupada. When Prabhupada would come in to give the lecture in the temple room, all the devotees would bow down to Prabhupada. But he would just sit there. And then he asked Prabhupada a question. He said, Srila Prabhupada, when you enter the room, all the devotees bow down, but I don't feel any eagerness to bow down, therefore I do not bow down because I do not feel it is natural. He said, is that all right, Swamiji?
И той Гарна Муни казва, това добре ли е, Свамиджи?
And Prabhupada said, no.
Шрила Прабхупада казва, не.
You must bow down.
Ти трябва да се поклониш.
And by bowing down, then you will feel the desire to bow down.
И като се поклониш, това желание ще се появи от теб.
So, Gargamuni Prabhu, he surrendered to the order of Srila
Prabhupada.
Even though bowing down felt unnatural for him, he felt no eagerness to bow down. He did so on Prabhupada's order, and then he also felt eager to do. He was very enlivened to bow down to Prabhupada. So in this way, even if you feel no eagerness, you simply follow your guru's orders. And by his mercy, that eagerness will come. It's already there in your heart, simply you have to bring it out. That's
all.
Any other questions? Yes.
How to improve our chanting?
Improve chanting means that you dive deep into the Namamrita Sindhu. You have to remember that the Krishna, that the name of Krishna is Krishna himself. And within that name, full shelter exists. In other words, you enter into the name. The name is an ocean of nectar. Not that you become one with the name, but you fully absorb yourself in the name. Just like a fish in the ocean. He maintains his individuality, but he is completely absorbed in the ocean. So you should just be like a fish. You should dive into that, the ocean, the Namamrita Sindhu, the ocean of the nectar of the name. And swim like anything in that ocean. Dive deeply. On the surface of the ocean, you will still feel the pinches of the material modes of nature. But the deeper you dive into that ocean, you will feel less and less of the pinches of the material nature. And finally, you will go so deep within the name, there will be zero influence of the material modes of nature. And you reach the depth known as Shuddha Nam. Does that help your understanding? Yeah. Any other question? Narada Muni.
If the Maha Mantra contains in it all other mantras, what is the use of chanting other mantras, including Gayatri Mantra, for example?
Gayatri Mantra is given to us by Prabhupada.
Gayatri Mantra ni dadeno od Prabhupada.
So, by chanting the Gayatri Mantra on Prabhupada's order,
и повтаряйки Гаятри под наставленията на Прабхупада,
and that is service to the name. To properly chant the name, you must obey the orders of the spiritual master. So, when the spiritual manners master orders you to wash pots, that washing pots will bring you close deeper into the names. When he orders you to distribute books, that distributing books will take you deeper into the names. And when he orders you to chant Gayatri Mantra, that Gayatri Mantra chanting will take you deeper into the holy name. Any other questions? Yeah. Naradi.
What is the difference in seeing Krishna everywhere, in everything, and seeing Krishna face to face? What is it?
That's a wonderful question. What is the difference of seeing, between seeing Krishna everywhere and seeing Krishna face to face? Actually, when you really see Krishna everywhere, you'll be seeing Krishna face to face everywhere. So there's no difference. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hidayeshu valokayanti yang shama shundaram achintya ganasvarupam govindamandi purusham tamaham bhajami. When you become completely purified, when your eyes are completely cleansed of all the lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, by the ointment of love of God, then you will see Krishna everywhere, face to face. There will be no place where you will not see Krishna. You will always be connected with Krishna, intimately connected at every turn.